Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody, and Happy New Year 2023. So as we embark upon our 8th anniversary of the Hair Radio Morning Show on Blog Talk Radio and over 800 live episodes, our promise to our fans, sponsor, and colleagues is to continue to make every day count. Because what was possible for you yesterday is still possible for you today. So let's get today's episode.
And I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Kerry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Around me, 'cause you know.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
All right, we're back live. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, we are taking a look at resolutions. And I've asked Mary Reed Johnson from Hair Head Heart to give us a hand. Mary, welcome. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Carrie.
Yes, hello. Great to have you. Now, listen, I want to jump right on in. This is something that, you know, this time of the year, shall we say, everybody's talking about resolution. But many of us don't know how it began. We don't know why we make them. We don't know why we break them. And yet we do it every year. So, Mary, what can you tell us about resolutions?
Oh, I am so glad you asked. I know some stuff here. So
right.
There's a history. It's not even a new thing. They've traced a celebration back like 4,000 years ago to ancient Babylon. And they
ancient
had
Babylon?
Babylon, 4,000 plus.
Wow.
So they had a celebration. It was like 12 days. But the thing is, it was in March. So that's when
March.
They planted crops. March. They planted
okay.
crops. They had, you know, celebration, just party, party, party. They crowned their new king, all kinds of good stuff, right? And it went that way. And if you think about it, it makes sense. Spring is the start of so many things, right? But
yes,
Julius Caesar and his Roman Empire and his
right,
taking of things, right? He's the one
yes.
that switched the calendar.
Right.
And switched everything
for July,
so
I think I heard.
Well, he switched it to January.
Oh, January.
It was like 46
oh, I'm lost.
B.C. Yes.
Wow.
So he, all that celebration and new life
mm-hmm.
and all that stuff that was, he switched the calendar and the day that we celebrate. And instead of it being like the 12 days,
right?
One day. And so that's when that was when one big switch happened, right?
Wow.
But fast forward a whole lot of years and a lot of religious stuff, and around 1740, one of the clergymen of whatever religion, they decided that it was a time to think about all the bad things that you did. Instead of celebrating anything, it was like time to reflect and think about bad stuff that you did and search for atonement. So, you know, there's a lot of religions that have watch night services, right? You familiar
yes,
with any
yes,
of those?
I've heard of that. Yes. Right. Yes.
So the watch night services that we have, that kind of took on some of those beliefs, right? So you're not participating in this party celebration stuff that the secular people do. And so that's
right.
another way that they started making resolutions for the next year. So you think about the past naughty things that you did, right? And you make resolutions
wow.
for the next year to do better. So that's where
oh,
we are
my.
Right now. Yeah.
So that has remained.
Yeah,
wow.
it is definitely a thing. And so right now, instead of making making pacts to, you know, society at large, they say that about 45% of people make pacts to themselves or resolutions for themselves or promises for themselves. Guess how many percentage
wow.
are really kept, though, Carrie?
I'm going to say it's a... minus zero. but no, I'll say half. We'll say folks really make an honest attempt. And let me, I'll say generally I'm believing half the folks keep it. If I look at my own personal, you know, measurement of success over the years, I'll tell you mine would be below zero.
Wow, that's funny. Well, there's still room, my son. No.
Thank you, Mary.
They say that about 8% of the people who make resolutions.
8%? That's basically nobody. I'm sorry, folks. That's like 92% of the folks do not. I thought I was like, I felt kind of badly saying that, but basically nobody. But why?
Well,
okay, so Mary Reed Johnson, then why does this tradition, you know, exist or continue? If it's not, yes, what do you say to that? Why does
it
continue?
I think
it
got bastardized
way back.
Yeah, it got bastardized. So when you change the date of something, you know, like, okay, spring, we know generically spring still comes, spring's still here, that's replanting, that's growing, that's all the positivity and upbuilding.
Yes.
So when some group decided, well, I don't control that, so I'm going to switch it, and he put it in the wrong spot, right? He put it in the dead of winter just for control. So he bastardized it from right there. He chose the matrix. Right? And so that is not how it's supposed to be. It's just even contrary to nature. So then they took it and they bastardized it yet again. Back to religion. And I love me some, you know, Jesus and whatnot. I didn't put the sun in the sky. But in any case, whatever you believe, when they took it and they, instead of making it a positive, uplifting, building, growing thing, like, you know, with the earth and how it works, they said, well, we're going to say this is bad, you know, and you're going to think about all the naughty things that you've done and whatever. So they twisted it. And so with all these twists and turns, then, of course, it's against your nature. Right? And the other thing that we did, we made it about, instead of community and the earth and all the positive things that are there and taking, you know, feeding into that, We fed the negative
monster. We turned it inward,
and
right?
So the resolutions that we're making now are about ourselves, and so that's not even how it's supposed to be. So I think knowing these things, we can turn it around, and maybe 8% of the people already know, and that's why we even have the 8%. But it's been twisted and turned and bastardized, and we lost the true meaning. And so that's why we're not successful. But we can get back on track.
Well, you know
everybody can get back on track.
Exactly. And that's what I love about this. And that's what we're going to do is take steps to get to inform you how you can get these resolutions back on track. But I'd like to lead off with Mary Reed Johnson. First of all, great job. And thank you so much on the background of resolutions and why we make them. What I'm leading to are some of our resolutions, because no matter how much the challenge is, we still make them. Whether we vocalize that we've made them to our friends, which I usually do to, you know, hold myself accountable, and I'm sure you guys do this out there as well. So I have about 5 that I make, and we tend, as you just reported, Mary, we tend to make several, all of us make this, you know, maybe 1 or 2 are the same, but I think maybe more than that. Okay, so I think all of us make, let's take it from number 5 for me. I would say that my big thing that I have added would be personal relationships. So I've been hoping that I'll be able to grow closer to family, to friends, to my amazing fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, to my Facebook followers, to our co-hosts and wonderful folks, colleagues here on radio. So that's one of my big, big things. And then, of course, that's my number 5. But Mary, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, in light of that, I have one on my list, and you already have a wide audience and a wide group of people. So whatever people have, I'm encouraging them, as far as to make the world a better place next year, is to widen your circle of people. add five people to your life who are different than
Hold that. Those are great. I'm loving that. So I'm going to give you my five, and then, yes, give us some of your wonderful things that we can overall do to look to improve our lives. So my number five was personal relationships, okay? My number four, clean up my social media. That's my resolution for 2022, so that you guys out there know for this year, for this wonderful celebration time. So that's my big thing, social media cleanup. Mm. Number, what's third on my list is make mo' money. I call it the three M's. Make mo' money. And that means a focus on finance. Yes, looking to see some of the things that I did great during the year and looking ahead at some of the things that I plan to do following this amazing time in our lives, as we all know.
Yeah.
And number two on my amazing list, you're going to be surprised about this, but it is, like everybody else, eat better. Eat better, which means taking a look at some of my dietary concerns, some of the ways that, you know, I'm, you know, not looking, eating more vegetables, bad dietary habits, casting them to the side, and looking to improve my vegetarian intake, more natural foods and less processed foods, if at all, and that kind of, in that kind of vein. And would you like to know the number one, my number one resolution for this wonderful season? Would you like to know what that is, Mary? You guys
know.
Out there can pretty much guess. Health. You want to take better care of your health. So I guess number two kind of feeds into that, literally. But yes, I want to kind of exercise, right? I want to exercise on a daily basis, at least three times a week. So not to overdo it, because I think going back to what you said, Mary, when you aim too high, it becomes too much of a challenge. So you're less inclined to keep that. And if you fall off the wagon, so to speak, you don't get back on. So if you, my belief is, if you fall off the wagon, you pretend like you didn't, and you just keep right on going.
Wow.
So that's my big number. That's my five, big resolutions. Now, what about you, Mary Reed Johnson?
Well, we're all
over five for yourself?
Places. Yeah, basically to make the world a better place this year. Number one, I encourage everybody to read the book of Proverbs, because it's about behaviors and being a better society member. Two, like we talked about earlier, widen your circle, add about five people who are different than the other people in your circle. Right? If we know more about each other, we'll communicate better, we'll get rid of some stereotypes. That's my theory. Number three, get stuff done. So instead of waiting for stuff to be perfect, just get it done. That's my number three. Eat your elephants. So there's sometimes people have big problems and they don't want to face them, they don't want to deal with them, they don't want to adjust them. But if pretend that it's an elephant, you can eat an elephant and you just do it one bite at a time. So start it, do it, and by the end of the journey, your elephant will be gone. And then the last one for me is pray for success of myself, of other people, of, you know, people outside of your circle, of the earth in general, just kind of to get back to what it was supposed to be, positive and uplifting and upbuilding society. So I'm going to pray for success. I'm praying for fruits of, you know, efforts that are put forth. And that's my five.
Well, I think those we can lend to some wonderful aspirations for all of us. And I think for you guys out there who are tuned in, let's not make it something that's so big that you don't tackle it. As you said, How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. And that's what you just said, Mary, and I love that, and that's exactly correct. So what you want to do is, start small. Like I said, I'm going to just start small. And my aim is for only 3 times a week. And so that, and if I get there, and if I only do 1 time this week, that's good enough, because that's one more than I would have done had I not made the resolution. So really good stuff.
Absolutely, Terry. Do you have that resolution list out there still?
As a matter of fact, yes, I do. What we shared this on social media, which I absolutely love, this amazing list of resolutions that we tend to share each year. And I think this is everybody. But Mary, why don't you take a look at some of those so we can kind of see what folks, I think some of the ones that we have not mentioned are on this list, and I think you guys are going to love it. So let's take a look, Mary. Why don't you kick off with some of those that are on there?
Kind of related to what I was saying, join a club. You know, something that you like or whatever, just join, and that way you can make some connections.
Plan a vacation. That sounds good.
Yep, I see plan a vacation. And I think experiences are, well, travel is a really great teacher, so I like that one a lot.
Yes. Volunteer. Well, you know what, I'm gonna take it from the top, because I think,
all right,
just so that we said it to you guys out there, right?
Okay, yep.
Now, they say, Mary, building a budget, this isn't, it doesn't look like it's in any particular order. And for you guys out there, it's on our social media, on my social media, Carrie Hines. We'll put it on the Hair Radio Morning Show page, and as well as at hairradio.com, H-A-I. I believe it's already there at hairadio.com, and just go to our fan page. You'll see it there already. And so, yes, they lead in with build a better budget, which all of us can agree. What I love about this, it includes something that we haven't talked about, cook one new thing. We talked about food, but this says cook one new thing. Not bad. What else did we not say, Mary? Reading a book.
We don't read, apparently. Read a book.
And we need to. Otherwise, on this list. And the very next item says, read more books. So it's really telling us to read. Now, speaking, you did mention this, which is to join a club, which I love this because this is expanding your circle. And that's important to do. Even during these difficult times, we can still look to do that virtually. And that's what this is all about. One cleaning schedule. So that's interesting. I love that, too. And you know what? I'm going to take that to heart. That is to build a cleaning schedule so things can get done on a more regular basis and more effectively. Draw with chalk. I don't know. That's like saying take time to be a kid. Yeah, drawing with chalk. So you go out to your sidewalk, and you remember as a kid you might have done hopscotch and things like that, you know, with colorful chalk.
Oh,
so it's just giving you permission to still be a kid at heart. Drink less alcohol. Okay, we can all benefit from that, those who imbibe at all. Drink less alcohol. That's important. Say no more on that one. Stop smoking. If you still smoke, whatever you're smoking, stop it. That's never good. Okay? This was on my list. Eating. Exactly. We want you to be around. And eating veggies regularly, eating vegetables. And that was big on my list, as you heard. Share your resolution. And this is what I kind of led in with, Mary. Sharing my resolutions. Because
we're ahead of the game. We're almost at 8%.
We are. Yes, well, I love this because if you share them, you make yourself accountable. They have a greater chance of success, the potential for success. Mm. What do you think about that?
I think this is excellent.
Okay.
Dare I
and
say
do you
most
see
excellent.
There? Yes. Well, what, Mary? We have try a new diet plan. That's on my list.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this one I certainly didn't put on the list, doctor's visits. How do you feel about that?
I think it's important. As a matter of fact, it's smart, and you can do it. Like, that could be your annual thing that you do for yourself. Go to visit your doctor and your dentist and all of that stuff. Good idea.
And they say, yeah, that's a good idea. Thank you, Mary. And take the stairs, which is interesting. Okay, instead of the elevator, take the stairs. Walk down, walk up those steps. You burn great calories. Here, they speak of calories. They say cut calories. So cut down on those calories. We know they are there. Again, it harkens back to my diet and eating better type plan, and I think this is a reminder of that. Become a plant owner. I love this. I don't have any live plants in my office here, in my home. There are no live plants, so I'm going to go back to that and put some house plants in that we can take care of. I think it helps to keep things in life around you.
Absolutely.
Are you a big plant person? Do you have a green thumb, Mary?
I actually do, but I go in spurts. So sometimes my plants get so big and I don't like to move and I'll give them away, you know, this type of thing. So
yeah.
I do actually have a pretty green thumb.
Okay, all right. What about planning a vacation? This is something that is really high on the list. Planning a vacation, which I think this time of year you want to think about. Certainly it should be on your resolutions list. That's something you should look at. Even if you can't go now, putting the plan into action kind of starts the ball rolling.
Well,
and what do you think about that,
Mary?
Mary,
there are staycations. You can explore your neighborhood or set up stuff in your house and treat yourself. I mean, there are staycations. It's okay.
Wow.
I think travel is always a good teacher. So.
Well, I tell
you
something.
You don't have to go far away.
Well, we're going to have to do that right here on the Hair Radio Show, and that is to create a staycation, but we're going to call it a playcation. We will play some great songs and music and just get away virtually, a virtual getaway. And I think that'll be something. How's that? So we'll work on that one. My other favorite on this, what they say start on this list is to start doing yoga. I'm not so much a yoga person, but I will apply that to roller skating or, you know, walking or some form of exercise. It says here, drink up. Now, they don't say what, but I'm taking it's not alcohol. So
yeah,
I'm sure they mean
on the list they said cut down. So
no alcohol, right? So this must mean water. We'll take that. You know, do you get to drink like 8 glasses of water a day, Mary?
I do not. I just try to stay hydrated and listen to my body.
Yes.
But
awesome.
That's a lot of water.
Yeah, and that'll keep you busy running. You know where. Okay.
Talk about travel.
Right, exactly. And here it says consider therapy. At least they don't insist on it here. So they do use the word consider therapy. Therapy is always great and can help everybody. Also on the list, interestingly enough, and I hadn't thought of this, Mary Reed Johnson, but it says volunteer. So, you know, this is very interesting. So volunteer, put forth effort, as you said, Mary, early on this segment, which is to lead in with helping folks out there. And that's really something great. And on this list, yes, it mentions earlier to read and read more books and all of that. But also it says to listen to novels, not just read a novel, but to listen to novels. And I think that is great.
Yeah.
You know, Audible has a lot of that. I myself will be out with my own brand new audio version of How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. You guys know my book that's out there right now.
It's exciting.
It is exciting, yes. And this is actually a good time to kind of bring everybody up to speed. If you have just joined us, if you've just tuned in, I'm Carrie Hines, and I'm with Mary Reed Johnson from Hair Head Heart. And we are taking a look at the resolutions, in general resolutions that are out there that most people are looking to make or will be making or have stated. And so on my very merry guest, yes, my very special guest, to help us with this breakdown of the list is Mary Reed Johnson from Hair Head Heart. Mary, what can you tell us quickly as we take a little break here in the middle of our wonderful resolutions to talk about Hair Head Heart? What can you tell us quickly about Hair Head Heart?
Well, we are on the grow, transitioning to another level. And I'm going to say, wait a little while longer, but I'm biting and eating my elephant even as we speak. So I'll have more to report very soon.
Well, listen, we are going to tell folks, you guys, please remember to visit our website. Stay connected at HAIRadio.com. That's Hair Radio with just one R. Again, www.HAIRadio.com. There's a tab there, a fan page tab right at the top. Takes you to all kinds of wonderful information. While you're there, you can read and see the latest that's happening right here at the Hair Radio Network. So we are so excited about that. Well, as the resolutions continue, one of mine that's on this list that is just amazing, and that's lifting weight. So, of course, and that's exactly what I want to do. I'm going in there and lift weights. I built a gym here in my house. So this year, you know, with our wonderful resolutions, we're going to aim to use that. And it says here, one new exercise is on the list, decorate with family. Doing things with your family, to me, that should be pretty high on the list. Is it on your list as well, Mary?
It wasn't, but that's because I'm already doing that.
Okay.
But I think it's an excellent thing to do, for sure.
Awesome. On this list, this is a surprise. Sanitize your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good. Yeah, I like that.
If you get breakouts and you don't know why, it's probably your phone. I mean, the masks are already a thing, but your phone does.
Yes, you're right. Now, here on this list, folks, it says try hydrotherapy. Now, hydrotherapy, to me, that's water, involving water. Hydro always means water. That's why studying all these prefixes and things as a kid has paid off, Mary Reed Johnson, coming to radio.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a good one. Delegate more chores. Well, for me, since I only have my little doggy Peppy, if I'm delegating chores, I have nobody else to delegate them to, but if you do, please, it takes it off your, you know, off your plate. Donate old clothes to charity.
Mary,
that's
a
great one.
To delegate?
Sure.
Even in your business, you don't have to do it all alone. You share.
Mary, I think you're going away a little bit. One more time.
Oh. I said, even if you're single at home or whatever, doesn't mean that you're not running businesses. So in your business even, make sure you delegate responsibilities. You don't have to complete and do everything by yourself. Share.
Exactly. That's a really good tip. Thank you. Explore new hobbies. We've kind of been talking about that along the way this particular segment. Invest in your skincare. Don't forget your skin, folks, or your skin will forget about you. That's what I always say. Play upbeat music. We do that right here on the Hair Radio Show. We want to jam. And I think that's a great way to stay active and continue on your journey in a good way. Take back your lunch break. So, Mary, do you carve out a lunch break every day? For those of us who work for ourselves, it's important.
I do.
Yes.
I've learned to be pretty positively selfish over the years. I
will
even close my door to my office if I need to.
Wow, you're good. You're good. All right, I'm loving that. Well, they're on this list. They only have a few more folks, and I think this is great. Again, if you're just joining us, I'm Carrie Hines with Mary Reed Johnson from Hair Head Heart, and we are so excited to be reviewing some of the top resolutions that we either are making or want to make or would like to make, and more importantly, like to keep. So I think this list has been absolutely amazing. So some of the other items that are on here, what I do love about that, we mentioned about the lunch break, and I think this is nice. Take back your lunch break. I love that. write to yourself. How nice is that? I love to write, mm-hmm. so that's a big thing on my list. I write to myself. I write to everybody. I do one thing at a time. I think you mentioned about focusing, and I think that has a lot to do with it. Focus on that one thing at a time. That'll take you far. Take more walks. None of us walk enough. Well, I think that would be great to get out and walk more. Go to bed on time. These are some hot ones. And this one that I hate to do, make your bed. You okay? All right. More compliments.
If I had an unusual hobby that I could make money off of, it'd be bed making. I can take 20 minutes easily just for fun, try to fold on my sheets and stuff.
Oh, well, you can have that. Yes, and I'll pay whatever you'd like. More compliments was next on the list. More compliments. It doesn't say whether you want to give them or receive them, though, but that's on the list. Learning a new skill, we talked about that a little bit. Adding more citrus, which is a great full of vitamin C to your diet there, doing your best. And the final one, which I love this, it's setting your mind for something new. And that is a great way to end that. So that's resolutions. That's the list that you guys have to check out. Again, it's at hairradio.com. Go to hairadio.com. It's been my pleasure, my absolute pleasure to have Mary Reed Johnson go through this list and to break it all down as well. Mary, thank you. Any last words you'd like to share with everybody?
I just have to thank you, which is on the list, more compliments to you, because you do make the world a better place.
Oh, thank you, Mary Reed Johnson of Hair, Head, Heart. Likewise. And remember to listen to the Hair Radio Morning Show weekdays at Hair Radio. And go to our website at hairadio.com and stay in touch. Stay connected with all the latest happenings. Again, I'm Carrie Hines. It's been my pleasure on Resolutions. We'll see you next time.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
To clean up your house, and doing it makes you feel better. That's a win. You need a pen, a Sharpie, and some post-it notes. Every time I do a live for you guys, for me, that's a win. Because honestly, I get very critical of myself and I just have to like put it aside. So I then take it off of here and I go put it up on my wall where I can see it. Every win you have, you put it on a post-it note and start creating your wall of wins so that you can see what you're accomplishing, so you can see what you're getting done, so you can stop beating yourself up about what you're not getting done and start patting yourself on the back and giving yourself a reward for what you are getting done. Otherwise, you get to the end of the day and you feel like, I just didn't do anything. Because if you've been depressed for 3 days and you get up one day and you just decide to make breakfast for your family, that's a win. And you need to be able to see your wins, because your wins will inspire you to keep on winning. Your wins will
But then it's like, you know, I'm kind of wondering, do they know how Carrie Hines fits into this? Because you have been part of a media, I won't say frenzy, you've been part of the media and made some very, very important inroads and, you know, connections that I think that somebody needs to explore and write about or talk about or tell about. So I'm thankful that you're going to help me look back and kind of document some of the things that you have contributed to media and some of the people and lives that you've touched, because I think it's really important and people don't know because you're so humble. And if you would, just indulge me and share with the listeners some of the things that you do as Carrie Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right. Thank you, PB. It is Wednesday morning, January 4th of 2023. Yes, we're so excited to have everybody joining us this auspicious day. It really is. It's the first episode of this year of 2023, and we're so happy to have you guys join us. I'm bringing to the line right now, without further ado, she's been really just kind of chilling back and listening to the broadcast. And we'll talk a little bit about that. We're talking about West Coast hairstylist, superstar to our show of recent times, the one and only Miss Keisha McAllister. Good morning, Keisha, and happy Wednesday.
Hey.
There are a lot of boxes to check this morning. Happy 2023. It's certainly high on that list. How are you? It really is.
Yes,
Happy
New Year, Carrie.
Well, listen, I'm doing great. It's great to have you with us, with all of our fans today.
Thank you.
You heard on the show opener, we did, a special little Happy New Year's note to everybody because it's important. We want to make sure and chronicle today. It's like we said, it checks a lot of boxes for us. We're going to talk a little bit about that mid-show coming up. With Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins in just a bit. What you guys just heard, with I love the inspirational words that we kind of inserted into the broadcast, was Miss Crystal Wright. And we'll talk a little bit about her in the next half hour as well. So Crystal Wright, it's a name that you guys have heard on this show in the past. So we'll get into that next half hour. Right now, I want to talk a little bit. You've been listening to some of the resolutions on this show. And I want to talk a little bit, and we're going to start getting into the hair talk in the first hour each day. And we are calling upon Ms. Keisha, who wakes up real early to contribute to this broadcast. So this is just for you in our new segment each day called Ask a Hairstylist. So we want you guys out there to be aware. So, Keisha, I want to kind of jump on in with this and lead off with hair resolutions. So we're kind of keeping an official theme today and getting folks started in the new year with some of the motivational things that they need to keep going. And I'm raising my hand. And believe me, I'll be getting into all that talk in the next 30 minutes or so. But first, I wanted to lead in with you. You're our hairstylist, our resident stylist, and, leading expert on hair on our broadcast. So when it comes to hair, is there a such thing as hair resolutions, and what does that mean to you?
Well, Carrie, I believe that there are such things as hair resolutions. I don't believe people keep them.
Okay, Mary, number two. Mary, I don't think she cracked me up when she was saying nobody keeps the resolution below zero.
No, so I say that.
Okay, so explain that, Ms. Keisha McAllister.
Well, I say that because every time a client or customer sits in a chair, they're always promising. Once you have your consultation and you tell them what's going on, then they start making all these promises, even, a pound of flesh or their first child or something, for you to help them save their hair.
Right.
And they'll be consistent for a little while, especially while they see results, and then they take over. And then they go back into, the previous practices. So the thing that we have to do as stylists is educate our client each time. because these are now post-COVID pandemic clients.
Right.
And everybody's at home being a hairstylist. So, you know, it's my responsibility
to educate
my person
that.
Every
We're
going to
thank YouTube for that, for all the kitchen issues out there now.
Yes. But you know what? The thing about it is that those people have always been there. And the people who've been that doing that, that hair at home have always been there. And it's generational.
Listen, Keisha, let me just tell you, folks in the old days, when we came out and started this show back in 95, there were always, Keisha's right, there were always folks who were sneaking and doing hair. I was in the Northeast in Jersey. And I remember back then, there was big, you know, other people would report you. The state board was on top of things. It was much, there was a different time. It really was. And it was a bad thing to, you wouldn't even have, like, I've been to people's homes and they literally have shampoo chairs, you know, a hair, you know, dryers. Associated with the, you know, connected with the chairs in their living rooms and stuff like that.
They had
a full salon. You walk in the door. But it was kind of hidden back in the old days. Now, all bets are off, it seems. So, didn't mean to take you upset. Just wanted to make that point that it, these days it seems like everybody's doing it at home, you know?
Right.
How do you feel about that, too? You know, so I want to definitely ask you about that as well, Keisha, because that's, some stylists don't like it. Other stylists like, okay, well, you know, that's the way it is. So how do you feel about that? I can't.
You know, because, you know, I was a kitchen beautician for so many years, I became that because the parents that I had weren't consistent enough to keep me in the shop. And so I wanted to keep my hairstyle, and I wanted to keep the way it looked. And so I practiced on myself for a long time, you know, and that was me and my love for it. Whereas you have some people who are generational. Their grandmama do hair at their house, and then their mama did it, and now they do it. And so those people, you might get one to the shop every few years, and it's because somebody died or somebody's getting married. So, you know, you just learn to just take people as they come. And you have your people who are loyal, who are going to just stay in your chair, who refuse to comb their own hair at home. And then you have those who, you know, who do everything. And those people,
I love it.
You give them some advice and then keep it moving.
Well, listen, speaking of keeping it moving, this morning,
yes, sir,
I want to talk about hair resolutions, and I'm willing to jump on the hot seat myself. So I actually have my top 10 hair resolutions this morning for all of you guys out there. Now, this is me, Carrie Hines, the owner of Carrie Hines Hair Care. So I'm going to put that on the back burner for a moment and talk to you guys. And we'll talk about hair and beauty and my own journey on this wonderful new year of 2023. Again, this is really exciting stuff to be just talking about live with you guys. Okay, so I'm going to just easily count down. They're very simple, and I'm sure you guys, I think you guys will be able to relate. You know, at number 10 for me, again, you know, when I started out during, as you mentioned, the pandemic, and slightly before that, I said, okay, you guys see on the pictures, you know, I have like a crew cut, if you will. You can check all my pictures on Facebook and all that other stuff. I have a lot of pictures out there. But I started growing out my hair on my own therapy journey. And so my resolutions, of course, so the only thing what happens every so often, I see a strand of gray. And by a strand, I mean a thousand. Yeah, quite a bit, though. So I'm like, oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry,
so
that made me giggle. One is never one. Okay.
Listen, I could have stepped in for Santa. Believe me. You know, they call it Papa Noel in the Latin culture. So, yeah, I could have stepped in. So I'm always looking on the lookout for a great colorist, a great hairstylist as well. And Barbara, I have to have a committee when it comes to my hair. And I also have a psychologist. I have a pod of folks. I treat my hair like I you know, like a literally like a part of the physical being, like a doctor. I have a whole slew of folks that I try to keep in my orbit. So to help, and anything, I learned this lesson a long time ago, Keisha, and that is that anything that you focus on will be a success. I don't care whatever it is. If you focus on it, it's going to, it's going to work out. You're going to have the passion that you need to drive it on home. And so that's my number 10. Number 9 on my list, I need my barbers. You know, I have one down the street, but I got to get another one that's going to really, you know, get that on track and get me a little bit better on track. Number 8 is to resolve to staying fresh and relevant with new hairstyles. And I'll ask you to weigh in on some of these items. Number 7, product hunt. I'm always looking. I'm not a product junkie out there. You guys know who you are. But I do love hair products. I guess maybe I am. You know, I have my own product company. So, of course, I'm a hair junkie and a hair product junkie, if you will.
Something like that. Okay.
Something like that. You got to be. How are you in the hair business? You know, and you,
and
don't,
you don't
like
love
to,
it.
To,
it's too hard.
Yeah,
on
you got to really, you kind of have to, you know. So I'm always big. I look to see. We'll be doing reviews on this very show. And I'm super excited about that. And that's what I want you to help lead out, Keisha, is reviewing some of the new hair products that have hit in the market, talking about some of the pluses, you know, and things that we would like to have reflected in hair products. We'll be, of course, talking about my own hairline, Carafe, which is responsible for growing out this big head of hair that I have now in this short time. So we'll, you know, that's what contributes to it. We'll talk a little bit about that down the road. Okay, so back to my hairstyles. We gotta stay relevant. Gotta hang in there with the young folks on that one.
With the young folks, okay.
Well, okay, we're all young. We're all young at heart anyway. So the newer styles, of course, the products we mentioned. So number 6, I have that to moisturize more often. Need to do that. Gotta be real honest, you know, so my products and things help me to do that, to help you to do the same at Carafe. Number 5, wash your hair. I'm a big proponent of shampooing your hair, as they say. You know, I had some folks in the hair business, we were there like, don't wash. You wash your clothes, you don't wash your hair. So you shampoo your hair. So, okay, I shampoo. I shampoo. I mean, you have to understand I shampoo fairly often anyway. I'd be lying and say, no, of course I have Carafe. So, of course, I shampoo. Number 4 on my list, which is really, really critical, and that's the trend, TAF, which is the Traction Alopecia Foundation, which is so critical to everything that I stand for when it comes to hair and beauty education. And so for me, is bearing in mind there are a lot of folks, and I'm always on this whole thing with keeping the scalp stimulated. I do, you know, I have my own little routine that I do. I'll be sharing that with you very soon. This is real critical and real important. And number 3, real quick, to get down on this list, I stop following trends, everybody. Stop following trends. Just jumping on the trend bandwagon. Stop it. You don't need it. So that's the thing, right, Keisha? Because everybody's textures are, you know, everybody's texture is different. And everybody needs different things. So please, stop jumping on the trend. Very, very important. Number 2 on my list. Number 2. And as I said, I mentioned at the top of this that I'm looking for a new color. Well, I'm also looking for a new hairstyle. And we'll be talking about that on my journey. For right here in New York, I've spoken to some folks in recent days because, Keisha, you weigh out 3,000 miles. If I could jump on my airplane today and be there at your shop, I would be there. So California, I'd be there raising my hand. So when you come out here, we'll talk a little bit about that in upcoming shows this week and maybe a little later on today. So I wanted to say, so that's my number 2, looking for a new stylist. But what's at the top of my hair journey for hair resolutions for 2023, it would have to be have more hair fun. Relax.
Okay.
And just take better care. So what did you think of my little hair resolution list this morning?
I thought they were quite interesting. I think they're feasible. I believe that you can do it.
Good.
Like you said,
the thing
that you focus on, you can, you know, succeed in. So whatever you set your mind to,
yes, you can make it happen. And, you know, I just remember, like, I was listening a little earlier to Mary's Peep on that we reran. And that's the thing about, like you said, you let off with this, and that's keeping your resolution. Again, keeping
right.
your resolution. And that's just sticking with it and all of that. So we're going to, and it's the same for the hair resolution. So once on this radio show, we get to put it down. We get to literally say it. And it's there, so we can go back and listen. So in 12 months, we'll see
right.
just how well we've done. So listen,
all right.
we got a big show ahead today. Coming up next, we've got live chat. We've got Nicole Marie on the way. Michael Hopkins
okay.
will be with us a little later in the hour. We have so much to talk. We got a million updates. Now, Keisha, we'll check back in with you in just a bit. We're going to go ahead and get the music going this morning and get the show on the road. It's Wednesday, January 4th. I'm Kerry Hines. We'll take a little music break. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey.
Thank you.
Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
Surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. Two, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And three, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing.
Don't allow anybody to make you feel that you are nobody. Always feel that you count. Always feel that you have worth. And always feel that your life...
an endangered species, but I sing no victim song. I am a woman, I am an artist, and I know.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show, the number one hair and beauty radio show worldwide, and the longest running hair and beauty radio show.
Hi, everybody. shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, thank you, Purple Barbie. It's Wednesday morning, January 4th of 2023. So, yes, it's 2023, and I want to be the very, very first, if you're just joining us, to today's broadcast. So excited. I have a lot of amazing things to get into this morning with you guys, a lot of updates. We'll be talking about all of that in just a moment. First, I want to make sure that everybody knows it's our show number 801. Show number 801, as we kind of unveil today's broadcast. Let me bring to the line my co-star, who has, kind of marking her first year in terms of anniversary of, wishing, being a co-host, rather, on the broadcast. So we're really excited to get her back here today. The one and only, she's out of Water Valley, Mississippi. You know her, Miss Nicole Marie, Queen of the Morning.
Good morning, Carrie. Hey. Yes. Happy Wednesday.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning to all of our fans listening this morning.
Yes.
Good morning.
Yeah.
And
this
also,
so
yes,
fancy,
Upscale
really.
Magazine Radio. Yes. Good morning.
Yes, exactly. UpscaleMagazineRadio.com. And to you guys over there, it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I want to always remind everybody about that. We love Upscale Magazine. Great job. Listen, want to say happy 2023 to my co-star,
yes.
Nicole Marie.
Yes. Happy 2023. Yes.
Yes, and we're live this morning. It's about 7:09 Eastern Time. 6:09 for you guys out in Central Time Zone. And if you're out at West, like our hairstylist, Keisha, okay, we won't say what time it's out there, but it's early. It's about 4:09 out there. So, yeah, it's very early. So we just so appreciate all of that. So I
yes,
don't know, did
you
catch
so
any of what we were talking about this morning on the show?
I have been listening with all
really?
Of you. Oh, yes. Yes, I have been
what
listening. And I have
okay.
thoroughly enjoyed all of the resolution talks. Mary Reed Johnson, I love it. I love it. Yes.
Yes.
And also
well,
listening to
yes.
you and Keisha with your hair
oh.
resolutions. And yes.
Yes.
I've been listening
Thank
to it
you.
All. Tuned in.
Well, you know, we have to. It's required as the morning show each
of
year
course.
That we get into some of these resolutions. And Mary and I did
of
that
course.
A year ago. And
yes,
I wanted to
I
get that back on because, you know, she really gives some great information, some great insight into
yes.
what resolutions are all about. And I love that.
Yes.
And then, of course, in a year I get a chance. You know, I always get to go back and listen to what my life was like at that time. And so to give everybody a quick update on that, of course, I did install that workout room, as I mentioned, in the house.
Right.
And I did do that. I just got around to being more, dedicated to it. So I'm on that,
mm-hmm.
what we have talked about in the piece, where it's once or twice a week type thing, but I'm
okay,
working on it.
Okay, that's where you are now?
At least I don't avoid the room anymore. I used to avoid the room, everybody. Take the long way around the house
that.
Here
right.
today.
Right.
Can't do that anymore. So I've definitely gotten more on track with that.
Awesome.
And it's also, I lost my little doggy Peppy. Most
yes.
of you guys out there know, and I appreciate all the well wishes and all of that. But what it has reminded me about, and the reason I mention that this morning is because that's been my life has kind of, moved on in the year. And, getting that exercise, walking my dog, that was a big part of all of that.
Right.
So
did that every day.
What
right.
has made the difference for me to click was that I get to, you know, to continue that exercise. And that's the best way I can pay tribute to my little doggy. So that is my little way to psychologically psych myself out to continuing my exercise. So I'm real happy about that part. Yeah. So so that's another update. One of the other things that I've been able to do, I did the family. I'm still working on that one. And so I'm working on these resolutions. I can honestly say that, you know, I look to resolve every day something different. I look to change and improve every day of my life. That's really the truth. I'm thinking. Right? Am I right? You know, Nicole Marie, because I chat with these folks all the time. And I'm always looking to improve things. I'm never satisfied with wherever I am, whatever we do. I'm always looking for what can we do better.
For something else. Exactly. You always improving.
And that's the right way to be in my book, is to definitely be looking to constantly improving things. So that was my whole talk
I'm
today.
I'm definitely about the same way, Carrie, because I don't necessarily set New Year's resolutions per se. I'm like you.
Oh.
I'm kind of like every day, like throughout the year.
Yes.
If I see something that I want to change, if I want to try something new, do something different, then at that time, I guess you can say I set a resolution, but not a New Year resolution, because I'm working on it right then.
Yeah. I love that. Well, listen, what about because you have a family. Now, how does Mr. Luther, now does he set resolutions? Do the kids, I saw where kids are setting resolutions. So is this something that you let them do, or you guys just don't even mention it? It's just another day.
We really don't even mention it. The whole thing, like, let me say this, though.
It's normal, it's a regular day type thing, I hear
not
you.
For, again, not for New Year's resolution. Like I said, I always stress doing your best, changing things when things need to be changed, trying new things, doing new things, but it's throughout the year, It's kind of,
absolutely.
It's not, okay, a new year is coming, what are we going to do different, what do we need to change?
I got to, make my list. Please.
Right.
Well, listen,
it's nothing like that.
I just want to say I'm so glad to be here
progress.
With you.
I'm
so
excited to start another year with you right here as well.
Yeah.
Very excited about this year.
Yeah, me too. There's hope. And that's what I want to get across
always,
to the listeners.
Always hope.
There's always hope.
Yes.
And so,
Carrie, something else that I wanted to mention about this morning. I was listening I believe that was Crystal White talking about how she had a pen, a Sharpie, and Post-it notes. And win listed, you put that on your wall of wins.
How about if I get that on? Should I play it about a minute and a half
or
so, so that you guys can hear what she's talking about? And because I wanted to weigh in on it also, so I thought it would be a great little clip. You know what? Let me try to find it now. let me see. That was Miss Crystal Wright. And I have a reason, and I'm so glad that you mentioned it. Okay, take a quick listen, folks. I'm going to leave your mic on, Nicole Marie. Take a listen, everybody. Here's Crystal Wright from Mountain County.
You wake up and your house is a mess and you decide to clean up your house, and doing it makes you feel better. That's a win. You need a pen, a Sharpie, and some Post-it notes. Every time I do a live for you guys, for me, that's a win. Because honestly, I get very critical of myself and I just have to like put it aside. So I then take it off of here and I go put it up on my wall where I can see it. Every win you have, You put it on a post-it note and start creating your wall of wins so that you can see what you're accomplishing, so you can see what you're getting done, so you can stop beating yourself up about what you're not getting done and start patting yourself on the back and giving yourself a reward for what you are getting done. Otherwise, you get to the end of the day and you feel like, I just didn't do anything. Because if you've been depressed for 3 days and you get up one day and you decide to make breakfast for your family, that's a win. And you need to be able to see your wins, because your wins will inspire you to keep on winning. Your wins will inspire you to stop beating yourself up about what you're not getting done and start focusing on what you are getting done, because everything starts to align and you start doing more. My Stewie says, go to bed with a plan, wake up with a purpose. And I always say, don't put more than 3 things that you want to accomplish the next day. And as you accomplish them, write them down and put them on your wall of wins. So that when a client says no on a job, or you call and they said they're going to send you a check and you check your mail 2 days later and you still don't have the check, but what did you accomplish? What did you get done?
I agree 150%. But what were you going to say about that?
Well, what I was going to say was, this definitely ties in. When I was listening to this, I was thinking back to affirmations. And, you know, at one other time I told you that I have affirmations on my mirror around my house. And I say those affirmations, and this ties into that, because you're focused on the positive. You're like she's talking about, you write down your wins on a post-it note to keep you going, just like your affirmations keep you going in a positive way, moving forward.
Absolutely.
We're always talking about focusing on your goals, on your dreams. Don't stop. Do something every day.
Absolutely.
Towards,
and I love that.
And this will help you.
Absolutely. I agree. Now, I do something. Crystal's method and, you know, methodology, you know, it's a little, which is really weird to say Crystal method. I said, hold on, that doesn't sound right to me, you know.
Oh, boy.
You know. Yeah, so I better kind of watch those words, you know, because they don't quite go together. But Crystal's way of doing things, I love it. And
yes,
so
I
let
do.
Me say, for me, I also do this, but I've been doing this for years. But what I do, I love Crystal with the way she says she only puts like 2 or 3 things on that list.
Three.
And
right.
I agree with her. If you're just getting started, if you don't have a method that you already do, that's an
great
easy way
to
get started. Because,
right.
Yeah. If
because
you
don't want to discourage
list,
yourself.
You're going to get
trying
those
to do
3
too many
things.
Things.
Yes.
Exactly.
Right. Just put 2 or 3 and check them off as you accomplish them. On my list, I literally have about 20 items. Now, I try to get to the most important ones. So I prioritize those. I do 1, 2, 3
right.
or ABC. On my list, and I really, those are things, sometimes I put hot and all this kind of stuff, and those are things that I absolutely take care of. And
right.
I usually, depending upon how hot those items are, what I do, Nicole Marie, is that I get up extra early. So because
start
some
of
these
on
tests are a bit more challenging, and I notice that once I'm in the throngs of the day, well, then you got family and friends and other business people
right,
you got to deal with, you got
right.
other things to do.
Right.
And
the phone's
so that
ringing
might complicate.
And, right.
Well, see, that to me, that can be a distraction for accomplishing those things. So
right.
I try to get up extra early where there's no interruption whatsoever.
Right. And go ahead and get
quiet.
Started. Right.
Then I tackle my A, B, and C. Like, you know, what's on my list. So folks know that they get early morning emails from me. They get early morning messages. They might hear
right.
their phone dinging from something I posted. That's
right.
what I do. That's how I tackle my toughest morning, you know, my toughest items on my list each day. Because
right.
you do need to have a plan. So I love what Crystal Wright said, The other thing I wanted to mention about Crystal is that I just spoke with Crystal not long ago. She's coming back to our show. Now, Crystal Wright
awesome.
Is out there. Yeah, she's also out in California. Well, she used to be in California. I think she may be somewhere different now. I got to check back in with her. She was
okay.
on our show over. She was literally on this, not on this version of the show. Crystal was on before I started on Blog Talk. So it's been over
okay.
10 years. Over
wow.
10 years. Over. Since I've chatted with her. I haven't talked to her in 10 years. So, like,
oh,
verbally.
My goodness.
So,
okay.
yeah, so we've been playing your interview here for years.
I love
for years,
it. Love it, love it.
Has entertained
yeah.
a lot of folks and informed a lot of people. So,
well, that
we'll
would
get
be wonderful
on,
to have her on the show, yes. I definitely
right.
look forward to that.
So what's really bizarre is that the interview that we've been playing of Crystal was done, like I said, 10 years ago, over 10, like 12 years
wow.
ago. And,
right.
And then to play this clip, which is just recent. I said, boy, she sounds exactly the same. And she really does. She really does. So I cannot wait. She's excited about returning to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Well,
I'm excited.
She was on the Hair Radio Show. She was on our broadcast network. So when
okay.
we do play it, you'll hear it say she was on the broadcast network.
Awesome.
I hadn't even created the Hair Radio Morning Show at that point. We didn't
oh,
have
wow.
a morning version of Blog Talk.
Right, right.
So that's how long ago. Yeah. So I've been doing, that's a good point, because I've been doing Hair Talk for 27 years.
27
on radio.
Years.
27
wow,
years,
Carrie.
We did a Hair Radio Show, yeah.
Wonderful.
So it'll be 28 years this year.
Wow.
So I'm like 28 now. I think I have to tack on
hey.
Another year. Thanks
always
to
something
Marie.
To celebrate, Carrie, yes.
Yeah,
always
is,
a celebration.
To celebrate. Yeah, so I am
awesome.
So excited. So Crystal will be back with us. It's going to be great. And I think a little later on, I think Keisha's going to try to drop back in on some more Hair Talk. We'll see how that
awesome.
Rolls out today. But, yeah, usually we're going to kind of keep it in the first hour and keep things moving along a little bit. And then
right.
we'll have some specials and some other things that are focused around therapy. Real happy about that. And just, you know, keeping it moving. Yeah. So lots
that's
of good
it.
Things. So
we have so much to share.
Moving. We haven't even gotten started this morning. We still got
just
a lot more.
The surface. Oh,
yes. We are just getting things rolling this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So listen, got some announcements we're going to talk about in just a bit. So we're going to kind of,
right.
you know, get things going. So why don't we take a little bit more of that commercial break. We'll be back, and when we come back, we'll be getting things set up for the last half of the show. And we've got Michael Hopkins on the way.
All right.
And we're going to talk to him about what's coming up this year for VTR, for Vet Talk Radio. Blue should be here with Candle Talk and as well. And just a lot more announcements and things to get into, especially in the
all
8
right.
o'clock hour today.
Definitely
the 8 o'clock
tuned.
Hour, yeah, just so that you guys are aware, we're going to give you a whole bunch. We got some serious updates. I have some big news as well to share in
oh,
the
yes.
third hour today. So we're saving all that. So stay right here with us. We're alive and all new in 2023.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, see, and it doesn't rhyme with 2022. It used to be all new in 2022. Now we got to come up with something for 2023. Nothing really rhymes with that.
Yes.
Well, we'll see.
Hmm.
We'll see.
Okay.
I'll hold it.
We'll work on it.
Definitely work. Yeah, we'll work on it. Okay, here. We'll be right back, everybody. Stay with us.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app. and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Good morning, everybody. I am Cammy Love, kid entrepreneur, and I made a book about children's hygiene and hygiene in general and kids going to the hair salon. You should buy my book, and I encourage you to buy my book because it is inspiring to young child authors, and it is inspiring to young girls and young boys and
That's
young
right.
children.
That's 11-year-old author Cammy Love and her book, Cammy's Spa Party. It's on sale today at Amazon. Pick up this amazing book for young minds, Cammy's Spa Party.
Join the Hair Radio online community. It's free to be a member. It's social media for the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to HRmember.com to sign up.
Roots Rock Salon. Healthy roots, healthy hair. Our expert stylists will help you shine naturally beautiful. We offer everything from hydrating shampoo, conditioning hair mask, oil steam treatments to lock in the cuticle, and an array of natural styles and programs to promote healthy hair growth using professional products. Book your consultation today online at RootsRockSalon.com. Visit us at 72 Harrison Avenue, West Orange, New Jersey, or call us at 973-957-7800.
Hi, I'm Carrie Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Carrie Hines Hair Care. Especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner grows hair. Carrie Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types. Whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Carapi, and we thank you. Please register at Carapi.com and join our Carapi community at HairRadio.com. Again, I'm Carrie Hines. Thank you.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston, Tony Terry, and of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
Oh, we know, Carrie, we're dealing with producer extraordinaire. So when we're dealing with you, Carrie Hines, it ain't no such thing as it's going to be aight. No, it's never going to be aight. It's always going to be excellence, Carrie. Because that's what you do, man. You bring out the excellence in all of us. You make us step up to the plate. And you bring out us being professional at doing this. That's what you do, man. I mean, that's what you do. Wouldn't you guys agree with that?
Absolutely.
I agree. And I think it's trusting Carrie too. Like, you can't open up or can't be 100% honest if you don't trust the host or trust the person who you're dealing with. And I think that's the camaraderie that's there. Everybody trusts Carrie, and then we trust each other.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines and Nicole Marie with Michael Hopkins and Blue. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Buy your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles. I'm Carrie Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com.
All right, we're back live. It is Wednesday morning, January 4th of 2023. Yes, I'm Carrie Hines, and it is about 7:36 or so, New York time, East Coast time, of course. I want to bring back to the line Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Mississippi. Coming up in just a bit, Michael Hopkins will be joining us from Spotsylvania, beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia, so we'll be chatting with him. But up now, yes, Nicole Marie, I got to say, first of all, it is exciting for the first time this year, we'll be talking with Blue
out of Florida.
Yes.
You guys know she's down in Jacksonville, Florida, where we're going to check in with her on whatever,
so
you know, how she's kicking off this new year with the Candle Talk. So
yes.
It's my great honor to bring to the line the one and only Blue. Hello, Blue.
Good morning.
Good morning
Blue.
To you.
Good morning, Carrie. Good morning, Nicole. How's everyone doing this
good
morning?
Good morning. Great, great.
Yes. Good morning.
Great to have you. Yes.
Yes.
Good morning.
Thank
happy
you.
New Year. First, let's just get that on out of the way. Happy 2023.
Yes. Happy New Year to
yes.
you, Blue.
Yes, it's been a great new
yes.
year so far. I'm excited for this year. So excited.
Me too. The hope, which is what we were talking about a little bit earlier in the show.
Exactly.
But there's always hope. So, you know, whatever you've been through during the holiday period, because this, let me just tell you, the holiday period can be a tough time for folks. And so that's why I love, yes, yeah, so for us, it's important to do things like our specials, you know, to keep folks inspired. We have the big New Year's Eve special. We're going to talk a little bit about that in the next half hour as well.
Right. Just keeping that connection.
So we're going to get into that. But, yeah, just think positive. We're here. And I'd like to say that you're a big part of that, Blue, coming to us out of Jacksonville, Florida. You'll be celebrating a year with us very soon. And we're so excited. So, yeah, you guys heard a commercial right here. So if today's really your first time tuning in, you may not be aware that Blue joins us about this time each day to talk up her incredible Divine Energy Luxury Candle line. So, Blue, I've got to turn it over to you for the first candle
Ooh,
talk
I'm so
of 2023 for the Hair Radio Morning Show. Blue, take it away.
Oh, thank you, Karen. I really appreciate that. And again, Happy New Year to
Absolutely.
Everyone that listens to the Hair Radio Show. We thank you so very much. Well, today I have for us, I'm sticking with like something a little bit sweet, but a little earthy, you know. I want to set the mood really for like a little more, like a peaceful day, like you're at a spa or something. So we'll just go with, go with a little peppermint and eucalyptus today. You know, peppermint fragrance oil is sweet peppermint with a tingly earthy eucalyptus for a fresh, refreshing spa like scent.
Absolutely.
Now it does have hints of cedarwood, and it adds that depth that is perfect year round. It's a really year round fragrance. This one here, peppermint and eucalyptus. It's really it's really kind of a upscale scent for any space in your house that you want to use in your bathroom, your living room, your bedroom, your office. That's a perfect scent for that. And this fragrance is also wonderful.
Nice.
It sounds to me like that's a good guy scent too. You know, some scents can be I'm a guy, I don't like always super floral. So I love this kind of scent. Like I really, first of all, you had me a peppermint anyway, but you really had me a eucalyptus. I love eucalyptus.
Yes.
So I don't know
really
you guys, but I love eucalyptus. So
I do.
This is one scent to me. So
I had a few customers. Yeah, thank you. I had a few customers tell me that they use this scent in their entryways and in their hallways of their home. So,
Because I always think clean and refreshing.
Yes.
Eucalyptus.
And definitely invite somebody to stay when they smell that.
Right.
They're like, I want to sit down and see what's really going on, you know. And I like to go with the top notes, if you guys will. We're going to do the top notes, middle notes, and base notes today.
All right.
Of course, you know, the top note is going to be peppermint and eucalyptus.
Mm-hmm.
And that middle note has clove and cedar. And then I love the base notes because it has patchouli. I love patchouli. And vanilla and powder. Oh, God, I love powder. So those combinations are just really awesome together.
Wow.
Oh, you can just smell it now. You literally.
Yeah.
Am I right, Nicole Marie?
Yes. I can smell
it
now. Just
and cleanse
oh,
every
yes.
place in your home. You just want to breathe it all in. You know, you just want it all.
Yeah. Okay.
I love it. I love
Listen,
it.
Listen, I have to say, Blue, you always bring it. You really
always.
Do. So we are
always.
So excited.
Love it.
Thank you.
It's just good things. So now I know that you'll be working on a lot of specials, and we're going to always have you here every day to keep everybody inspired. So we're going to have to, because I know, yes, we've got a lot to get to, so we're going to just keep it moving this morning. But I want to say to you now, Blue, we've been talking about resolutions. Did you make any kind of candle resolutions this year? We've been checking on, taking it with everybody on resolutions. Any candle resolutions
Absolutely.
This year?
Always. If not, stay consistent with the things that has been going on. I'm always wanting to go further. You know what I'm saying? I'm always looking for things to get as far as the sales. We always want better sales, more advertisement, more. Because I have a couple, like I said, I have my candles in shops in my area, so people walk in and pick up the candles, and that's really, really, really been awesome. When I say a blessing, that's been such a blessing having those candles in these different shops and stuff. So I'm grateful to the owners of the shops, so they didn't have to do it, and they did, and it's made such a difference in my life. I really, really, really appreciate them for that. So,
well, you know what? Don't forget when you can bring those names of those places. We'll simply, you know, give
them
a shout out on the air.
Yes.
That's really nice.
Now, Blue, for this year, are you looking to expand the number of stores where you had your candles?
That's a good question.
The number of stores, correct? The number of stores. I'm not looking to open up anything at the moment.
Right.
I have a spot in mind, trust and belief. No. I've been looking at a spot. I've been having my eye on this spot for at least a year.
Okay.
So,
you heard about it first
for this year
on the Hair Radio Morning Show. How's that?
Oh yeah, I got other plans for this year. I'll be doing a lot of traveling, so I definitely I'm definitely going to be busy and taking a little more me time too for myself this year.
You know what? That's the biggest resolution of
all. You have to do that.
That's my resolution.
Yes, you have
take time
to do
for
that.
Me.
You have to take care of yourself to be able to go
and like I said,
do
being
the
on dialysis almost 18 years, I didn't get to do a lot of traveling because everywhere I went, I would have had to do dialysis wherever I was. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's not like a vacation or travel to me if I'm still on the machine.
Right.
You understand? So it's much more, this vacation that I'm going to be taking next month is going to be much more refreshing and a real vacation. And it's
time for yourself.
Oh, my God. I'm going to take every day in. Yeah, because I'm going to be gone for 30 days.
We're
going to
miss you.
I won't be on the air.
We're going to miss you here at the show, Blue.
Oh, yeah. I will not be on the air at the end of February and the middle of March because I'll be gone out of the bracket.
And we'll be putting those things, and we'll keep you posted.
Yes, we'll keep
you guys posted on all of this. So we'll let you guys know exactly when Blue is going to take off. And we'll also try to get a few things in. Perhaps we'll get some things in advance, and we'll share a little bit more as we move along towards that. But I'm taking a page from her playbook here. I really am. I think all of us can that wasn't just empty words. I'm taking it to heart. I think we need to strive to get that peace. I think I was on with Keisha, hairstylist Keisha, talking about it this morning as well. That peace, you've got to have the calmness. And you, Blue, I think this was a big part of what you're saying. You got to have the peace and the calmness.
Right.
And,
you have
you
to.
It, and this
that
is the year
carry
for
you through.
Yes. I think
does,
this
really,
is the year
really
for it.
Does. You're right,
listen,
Nicole.
Am I right? Nicole's
right. So
absolutely.
True.
I'm saying it's absolutely correct because we all need love, light, peace, and joy, and we need to practice it every day.
Oh, boy.
And we got to always be grateful and have gratitude, you know, because that takes you a long way, too, you know. Yeah. All that takes us a long way.
While we have everybody, we have Blue on the mic. It's been just fantastic. Nicole Marie, it's great to have you as always. Got to work in Brother Michael Hopkins.
Where's Michael?
Oh, okay.
Michael has, it's been a while since we've chatted with Michael, since he's literally been on our airways. We took a little bit of a break. Today's our first live show back. Hopkins, are you there? The host of the Vet Talk Radio Show. We're talking with Michael.
Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. I have been listening in live to Blue, and I think one of my New Year's resolutions is to continue to let her educate me on this candle thing. I am learning so much from you, Blue. You know,
thank you, Michael.
I'm a rough and tumble guy, but I'm learning about candles. What more can a man ask for, right?
I have a masculine line. You'd be surprised how many men love candles, not just for their significant other, but for themselves. They love get that candle lit and relax, okay?
Yes, relax. That is the key word.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I'm raising my hand. I'm a big, big guy on candle talk. I love candles.
Oh,
you guys know this. All the fans know. You know, when Blue was coming to the show, I was so excited because, where else am I going to talk about candles? It really was talk that I gravitated towards because this is what I actually do here every day. I'm a big candle guy. So, Michael, welcome to the club. You know, you no longer have to be a closet candle guy. You could just step out, break the door down.
Come out.
You know, the veterans are into it, right? So, listen,
that's one of those things.
Yes.
We're gonna have to get a discount or something over for the veterans who order. We'll have to talk about
that.
Oh yeah,
special candles.
We could definitely work on. We could work something out for the vets.
Yeah, maybe something special for veterans that you could create a line just for veterans because a lot of us as veterans
love because my uncle's a vet and he loves my stuff. Yeah, he's a veteran too.
It's a calming thing. You know, a lot of us, we may have physical injuries, but a lot of us have mental injuries. This is a calming thing when you have candles. For veterans, it's a very calming thing. And we can go into our little world and just calm down and chillax, right?
I hear what you guys are talking about. And, Michael, that's true. To me, candles take on a whole lot of different benefits. They have all kinds of benefits.
They do, yes.
Some that we don't realize and some, you know, and to be honest with you guys, I think to each person it's different and it could be personal. I love the smell of candles. It just refreshes everything to me. Like Lou was saying, when somebody, you know, when they come through the door, that's that they love that eucalyptus and peppermint smell. I like that as well. I'm in the same boat. When I come through my door, I have to smell something fresh. I literally will go outside and come back in the house just to smell what my
just
house
to make,
smells
smell
like.
It, right.
I'll tell you, I'm a scent guy. I'm a scent guy.
Yeah, that was
that's
right
really
there.
It
true.
Makes
so
a difference.
Welcome you in.
Definitely makes a difference.
So listen, we're going to take
welcome
a little bit
feeling.
Of a break.
We'll
be back. What was that, Blue?
I said, you want that welcoming feeling when you get home. I said, I can feel that.
I do.
Your house welcomes
you in.
Yeah,
I'm definitely that way. I love the smells, and that's just the way it is. So, thank you so much. All right, guys. Listen, we'll be back. We're going to take a little bit of a break. We've got a lot more in this hour coming up, so we're going to be getting all into that. But first, I'm going to, after we come back from our break, I'm going to ask Mike a little bit more about what is happening with Vet Talk this year. It's his, I think this is the second year of Vet Talk Radio. So we're going to be getting all that. Mm-hmm. I know he's in the second season. We're going to talk about all that stuff. So we don't want you going anywhere. I have some announcements coming up. We're going to talk about a huge announcement that if you tuned into the New Year's Eve show, you heard a little bit about it. But we're going to really go into detail. So stay with us. We got a lot more to come up to get on in this next hour. So we'll be right back. Just stay with us, folks. We'll be back.
Thank you.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
All right, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show, and we are on the line with the amazing Magi Helena. Good morning, Helena. Good morning.
Good morning, Carrie. It's so great to be here today.
Yes, awesome. Well, listen, I want to kind of jump right on in when we talk about astrology, and I love the introduction that you gave about understanding astrology. Would you be kind enough just to share one last time, just kind of bring everybody up to speed on what we think of when we say astrology or what we should think of?
Okay. Well, the very basics or the basic premise is that the positions of planets in the sky make various mathematical relationships to planets on any particular day. If we sort of had a map of the sky on a day, let's call it your birthday, Carrie. If it was your birthday,
yes,
there'd be sort of a map of the planets on that day. And then if we were going to look at what's going on in your astrology for today, we would look at the relationships between the planets in the sky today and the planets on the day of your birth. And the type,
wow,
of astrology I do, Carrie, it's the only type of astrology that's actually based on scientific and statistical research. It's not based on belief systems. So our way of interpretation and understanding has been validated or verified by research.
Love it. Love it. Well, listen, one of the big reasons that we wanted to have you on the Hair Radio Morning Show at this time is because we are forever honoring the legacy of the one and only Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And I was hoping that you could take a look at, you know, and kind of, you know, give your ideas on any kind of chart or anything that you wanted to share. What would you like to say today, Helena?
Well, I'd love to speak a little bit to Dr. King's credible astrological birth chart. I mean,
wow,
when you do look at birth charts from the perspective of scientific astrology, they're very, very clear. But while everyone has gifts in their birth chart, big gifts from God, we all also have some challenges. And not all of us are able to live up to all of our gifts for various reasons. You know, life isn't easy. And what's so amazing to me, one of the many things that's so amazing to me about Dr. King's chart is how beautifully he was able to live up to all of his gifts and face down his challenges. This was a man who did God's work in the world. And
wow,
and he was able to do that through the gifts in his chart and then the personal discipline and the personal honor and the personal integrity that he had as a human being. So when I look at his chart, one of the first things I see is how gifted he was as a speaker, obviously. He was immensely talented, and he had a hunger to communicate his ideas. The way I would express some of this stuff, I would talk about planets rather than talking about zodiac signs, because we don't use zodiac signs in scientific astrology. They just haven't proven to work well,
yes,
enough. But what I'm talking about here with Dr. King's chart, one of the things is, I'm going to say a bunch of stuff that's not going to make a whole lot of sense unless you're a student of astrology, but he's got an amazing iron butterfly of Sun, Saturn, Ixion. Ixion's a planet way out there past Pluto in what's called the Kuiper Belt. And then he's got a Jupiter midpoint and Midas at the fourth corner of this iron butterfly. And people that have complicated and symmetrical geometric shapes in their charts, these are the people,
yeah,
that really have the most powerful gifts. And Dr. King's chart is just full of what we call planetary geometry. And you can cherry pick almost anything and see this. You see his dedication to humanity, to all kinds of folks in all kinds of situations. You see his hunger to bring in a better world. And you see that while he was angry, he channeled the anger into trying to actually do things that could work. He channeled the anger into talk of peace and nonviolent protest. I mean, I am so moved by what this man did and what he was able to take, the raw material that God gave him, and the way he was able to use that raw material to make such an incredible contribution to the world.
Absolutely. That we still celebrate this so many years after his death, and that it's become it's a national holiday that's taken it on, I call it an international meaning. I'm just so grateful that it has, and just, you know, it's everybody's life is touched, touches someone else, and I think that Dr. King understood this. His message of peace still, you know, is something that we, endeavor to and aspire to in this country. And I'm grateful. I think his birthday and everything that we celebrate about Dr. King is important. Like this time right now, it couldn't be more important.
Right.
To be reminded of Dr. King.
Exactly. He had, aside from a dream, he also had a sense of some of the ways that we could affect change. And, of course, so many of those still are waiting to be changed, waiting to be affected. Hopefully
Absolutely.
Now we're in another period of time where strides can be made, because as a white person who's run around her whole life saying, well, I'm not a racist, which is true, but I was too dumb and too disconnected to understand that that's not enough. It's about changing the systems that create the inequality. It's not
right.
enough to just not do bad yourself. You know, until the bystanders
right.
get involved, nothing's going to change.
That's right. And I think that's something that I appreciate hearing that. I really do, as a man of color. I also want to say, just in looking and analyzing all of this, it's race. Talking about race is never easy, but I have to always say that to me, we could have dealt with a lot of this as a country a lot earlier, and I think that and it's never too late. So we can't look at it as that it's too late, and I think we should stop all of us looking at so much the differences, because there are differences here and there and little tiny things, but for the most part, we're all looking for the same things in life here in this this great country. And so I think we're starting to kind of start the healing, the conversations and the dialogue, that's kind of coming out there, and then we'll start the healing. And I think that that's all that I think folks are looking for. I think we have to start to look ahead, and I think we have to just be accepting. And I think that's all that we're looking to accomplish. So yes, are we going to have these, we're all affected by the what I call the narratives that are created for us to kind of, shout at each other and, to have these, these huge, shouting matches and stuff, but we've got to say, hold it. Why are these nuggets tossed out there in between us?
Exactly.
Let's kind of pull back and let's just kind of first start with the things that we do have in common. And then we work through all those and get down to, well, you shouldn't do this and I shouldn't do that. Then fine. But let's start with the commonalities and let's take it from there. You know what I mean? And this is all about being inclusive. That was the message of Dr. Martin Luther King. He was a person who was and that is the one thing I do want to say, being the host of the Hair Radio Morning Show and all about this recognition of Dr. Martin Luther King,
Dr. Martin Luther King, his entire message, his entire message was that of inclusivity. His entire message was about including everybody. He considered everybody, whatever color you were his brother or his sister. That was, this is not just me saying it. You can listen and research and listen to the recordings. But yes, all out there. So with that, we have learned in this country, we have what they call a politicized things. We have turned things into all kinds of, you know, color this and color that and this and that. But Doctor, if we really look at his message, he loved everybody. And that is the true legacy of Dr. King. Not remembering for black folks' sake or, you know, to help black folk, if you will. Now, look, on being a person of color, we're honored, and we're not a model, so I can't speak for all black folk, but I can speak for myself. I am honored to be a part of that, the culture that, you know, put forth a Dr. King. Great, all well and good, and his message uplifts people of color. Absolutely it does. But I think his message uplifts everybody, and that's what he wanted it to do. And I think that this is a very good example of that today. So, Helena, I thank you.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, please.
Oh, no, I just said I thank you. Thank you so much for sharing.
Well, he's a fabulous example of greatness in an astrology chart can bring greatness in people. And it, yeah. One of the hopes that I have, when I talk to people, Carrie, I have clients in 40 countries around the world, probably more than that by now.
Yeah. Wow.
Everybody wants the same thing. You know, we want some peace, we want some freedom, we want food on the table, we want our children safe. You know, that's
a few pennies
wants.
In our pocket.
and when we work together, and I mean all of us, we
yes.
could be so invincible. We could solve all the world problems. We could solve the climate issues and save our beautiful planet. And that's possible, you know. But people, I guess, have too much hatred or too much bias or too much insanity or mental illness or whatever the foundation, too much poverty, too much trauma. And the brilliance that our species has in all the colors that we wear on our skin, we lose so many brilliant people. How many brilliant people have been lost to slavery, lost to genocide,
yeah.
lost to residential
yeah,
schools?
That's right.
Think of all the Einsteins, think of all the Dr. Kings that aren't even able to come forward in life. I mean, Dr. King, you know, at least he came from a family where he was able to get an education. If he hadn't been able to eat, if his father hadn't been able to feed him, we wouldn't have had him.
Well,
so,
I'm so glad you said that, Helena. And listen, let me just tell you, I've always said this. I said, just imagine, just for a moment, all of those young men and men of color and stuff that, you know, God forbid, that have had these encounters with
yes.
the law. And it's turned out, even on most of these videos and things, where it appears that they were just gunned down by officers and things like that. And we have to watch these, and some of us have become desensitized to it. But I'll say this. Imagine if those folks were allowed to contribute to the tapestry of America.
Exactly.
Just imagine the greatness that it could be where it appears that America, we have a slim minority. It's not the majority of folks. I believe that majority of the folks want all the things that we've talked about, and we want to share in a prosperity that does and can exist. We see it. And we have to take the leadership, and we've got to kind of start to massage and maneuver, move these folks out, that old dinosaur way of thinking.
Exactly.
Those folks got to go. They've got to go. Some just, you know, fall out in office, and we're sad about that, but we're glad that they're no longer in office, and they're being replaced by a generation, a new generation, who is looking for change, but is also willing to put their effort into making that change happen. So, yes, we definitely, America, I've missed many opportunities to be greater than
than it is now, but than it could have been along the way. If it had, instead of taking the time to detract and to pull away and to not support everybody, black, green, yellow, purple, support everybody, because all of us bring greatness to this amazing planet and to this country. So I think that is the message that's starting to get out a little bit more, and I'm honored that it is, because I think we can still be the great country that the forefathers and the folks since then and our ancestors here wanted it to be. And Dr. King's message will live on.
You've said that so beautifully, Carrie. Thank you.
Well, listen, I just want to say, Helena, I so appreciate you. You come onto the Hair Radio Morning Show. You get me talking about things I didn't know I was going to talk about on today's broadcast. But I love it. I love it. And we got to get you back on a regular basis where you can share some of this amazing scientific type of approach to the astrology and to looking at astrology through a little bit of a, I have to say, it's a different lens to me. But I'm so grateful that, you know, that the way that you attacked, that you share this information is from a very credible resource. So you're doing something fantastic. Now, I've got to tell everybody, go to your website. So I want to say this. Your website, M as in Mary, A-G-I, H-E-L-E-N-A.com, majihelena.com.
That's it. Thank you.
Okay. Very important. So, and there you have, like I said, even in our recent times you've been on our show, I've shared this. You have an amazing website, and we've got to put some links at our website as well, but you have an amazing website with a lot of information that I think the resources that I think you guys are going to love that will help you navigate to greater success with your life.
Thank you.
So that is my whole thing.
If any listeners are interested, there is a written blog on Dr. Martin Luther King on my website. If you click on the blog link at the top and then click pop culture, because that's the category it's in, there's an article on him, The Astrology of Greatness, and you can see more of his chart and more about what made him such an incredible, incredible human being.
And again, that website is www.magihelena.com. So it's almost like the word magic without the C. Mm-hmm. So magihelena.com. Please check it out. Helena, we've got to get you back soon, okay? This was incredible, much more profound than I had anticipated. Thank you.
Oh, you're so sweet. Carrie, it's always a pleasure and an honor to be on your show, and I send blessings to all your listeners.
Awesome. Likewise. All right. Folks, keep it right here. We've got a lot more this morning to get to on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Guys, stay with us. Stay with us.
Open, make them put it about.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
We appreciate all of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Hi, thank you, Purple Barbie. It is Wednesday morning, January 4th, 2023. We're live. Of course, it's about 8:19 if you're in New York, Central Time Zone, about 7:19 and earlier if you're out west. And we're going to be talking about that in just a moment. First, I want to bring back to the line, it's our show number 801, show number 801. We're in our third hour. And Nicole Marie, who... It's just, you've had an incredible year that we just put the book end on. You're starting a whole chapter with 2023 on tap. What are you doing down here in Water Valley, Mississippi? Show number 801 today.
801. Ooh, Carrie,
yeah, really
we are definitely moving along. Yes, I'm excited for this new year. Yes. And Carrie, before we move forward, let me give a shout out to all of the young girls and women out there. New year,
all right.
Girl Power 2023. I just want to say stay in the fight for your truth, your authentic self, your dreams, your goals in 2023, and continue to do your best and be your best and live your best life going into 2023.
Outstanding. Girl power thought right here Nicole Marie.
Oh, yes.
And
You're
just doing it up. Great job. Awesome. Absolutely awesome words. And to be honest, I think we all could live by that. And speaking of inspiring words, I want you guys out there to be the first to hear this. And that is that each year we have a branding. I know that Vet Talk Radio, Mike, will be with us in just a moment. He has resilience. This is big word of the year for his show. And we'll talk a little bit with him about that. But over here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, I said, you know, we need a good not just a tagline or a motto, but a credo. A credo, the difference is credo, it's French, it emanates out of the French word for belief. And so it's something that you believe in. And I have to say, for me, I think our credo this year, it's for, of course, we support all folks, everybody, but especially those of color.
Right.
As you just heard in the piece with Magi Helena, talking about Dr. King, and we celebrate him every day. We don't just wait till January 15th and then put him back in the closet. No, we celebrate him every day, his legacy on the show. But I have to say, to me, just making this whole 2023 for all of us, but especially paying attention, close attention to the men of color. So you've heard it first.
Awesome.
So for the Hair Radio Morning Show, we are celebrating men of color this year. We celebrate the efforts of everybody, but especially men of color. We have not always been able to be seen by the world. We've been vilified for no reason of our own. And I think that so I'll be I'm going to let you have it. So my suggestion is get ready. Like they say, buckle your seatbelt. Because we're going
to
be getting into some serious talk, folks. I think we'll have to get Dr. Dyer on to come back for a show or two on that topic. So listen, guys, it is just a great day. Let me bring back to the line one of our wonderful co-hosts on this show.
He is the host of his own broadcast within our show called the Vet Talk Radio Show that airs Tuesday morning. Michael comes to us out of Spotsylvania, Virginia. And, Michael, first of all, I'm so happy to welcome you guys, Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins. And also, we're going to be getting into a little bit more hair talk in just a little bit. So, Michael, Nicole Marie, you guys are going to stick around for that. I'm going to be talking about therapy coming up at
8:30.
Yeah, a little less than 10 minutes from now, so don't budge. But first, I want to kind of go back a little bit, Michael. You wear a lot of hats here, too, and you check a lot of boxes.
Oh, yeah.
You are not just the – I mean, Michael has really – Michael, you have worked your way up.
Pretty much.
You really have. What do you say, when someone says that to you? Yeah, you're one of the stars of the Hair Radio Morning Show now. So what do you say?
Oh, Carrie and Nicole Marie, that is something that I don't take it lightly. And I take it as it's a privilege, it's an honor, it's something that you have to do the right things, you have to be where you're supposed to be, doing what you're supposed to be doing, the things I learned in the military. And that's what I see this as.
Yeah.
This is something that's very important to me. It's very important to me.
Thank you. And you've made it to the top, like the video said. You really have. You've made it to the top. You're on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You're in great company with wonderful hair talk, community talk. All kinds of things, like music, celebrity stuff. We really bring it, and we deliver it on so many different levels. So I'm just grateful to have you on board. And like I said, Michael, you've come a long way.
Yes, it's
great job.
Great family.
Yes, and that's
what it is.
And, and I'm just very pleased. Now, speaking of family, we've got Nicole Marie, who they're just no words. So we gush over her all the day, every day, anyway.
All night, all
she's
day.
She's the queen of the morning here. Yeah, she's just fantastic.
No,
you're a great contributor
to
this broadcast. Yeah,
Thank you so much.
You're deserving. And you've earned your place here. You've earned your place here.
Thank you so much.
Will be coming up on, yes, and over the years, let me just be the first to say, I've had many co-hosts over the 8 years. Tomorrow, as a matter of fact, marks our 8th year on Blog Talk exactly. We've been on this format, on this forum, for 8 years tomorrow. 8 years exactly. We started on January 5th of 2015. And so that 6 o'clock in the morning, it was a freezing cold, dark morning, and didn't know which way, how we were going to go, but look where we've arrived. So 8 years tomorrow. We are so thrilled. Is that not nice?
That is wonderful.
And this is what I want folks to understand, how it all works. The Hair Radio Show was created 27 years ago on different stations out of New Jersey. That was then put on different variations. I've had nighttime versions, this version, that version. And then finally we settled in 2015 at Blog Talk and created a morning version. So that's why you hear me sometimes say, well, the show's been around for 27 years. It has.
Right.
In one way or another. But on Blog Talk, we've been around for 8 years. And we just wrapped our 800th show a couple weeks back. So now today is show number 801. So that's how we've arrived at today's show number 801. And so I'm real happy. And again, Michael and Nicole Marie. And so I'm, real happy. Good stuff. Now, Michael,
thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. And so are we. So now I want to ask Michael about this vet talk for the second year. I think this is your second year you're already on. So, Michael, tell us a little bit more, Mike. We talked about resilience. Take it away.
Right.
What have you got to say?
Oh, yes, Carrie. The thing as far as our theme this year, our theme is going to be resilience for veterans, because that's what we do. We're just resilient people. We don't give up. We may slow down. We may get a little tired, but we don't give up. And that's going to be our theme this year for veterans. Yeah. It's going to be that resiliency. That's the theme that we're going to
That's wonderful. I love that, Michael.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Me too. And that's what it's all about as we talk to folks. And if today is your first time tuning in, you may not realize Michael's show, the Vet Talk Radio Show, is all about helping these veterans with their claims issues. And that can determine a big deal to the quality of life that these veterans lead at this point. Because it's compensation. It has a lot to do with the quality of life, that especially in these times. So, Michael, your show has taken on a cultural, more than a cultural significance. We're talking community in the highest degree. So we love that talk radio. So Tuesday mornings at 8:30. And so I think you're up to your 13th show this year, I think, this season so far. You're saying
right,
season,
this season
like
so
that.
Far. 13 shows.
Wonderful.
Yeah, you're doing quite a bit. So
this is
going to be really nice. And I think we've got some, this is your first show this season and this year. So it'll be on Tuesday morning, so you don't want to miss it. So, Michael, we're going to get into a whole lot more good stuff along the way on Vet Talk Radio. So just want to shout Michael out and all his efforts at VTR. So,
thank you, Michael.
Listen, good job, Hopkins.
Welcome.
Keep up the
good
work,
sir. Thank you both.
King of claims.
Yeah, the king of claims. We all got a title. Okay, and so now I just want to mention that I'll be starting a daily report called K-High. That's my new little nickname, like J-Lo, I'm K-High. So the K-High News Report, K-High. That's K for Kerry and High for Hines. So I just want to make that clear, because these days High can mean a whole lot of things. But no,
I almost thought you were starting your rapping career as K Hines.
Oh, goodness.
Well, I'll try that, Michael Hopkins. I will try that. But, yeah, K High Report, what we're doing, I got my own theme song. And what we're doing is going to take a look at each day, the news reports. That, you know, what's happening that matters to us, because there's a lot of noise. There are lots of discourse out there, things that I don't care about when I turn on the TV each day. Or just trying to unplug from all the noise that the media is sending us, messages that are not contributory to living our best lives. And so that's what this show is about. This whole 3-hour episode each day is about helping us to accomplish great things. And so here, from now on, I'll be doing the K-High Report, which we kind of started it several years back. And I'm going to try to get the weather cities on there some days, if not most of the time. We're going to have some wonderful, talk about, like I said, the things that matter to us. Here's the intro, so I hope you like it. It's about 5 seconds. Take a listen. So when you guys hear that, I'll be leading on in with the top stories for the day. So we're going to try to get that started. I'm going to do a little preview tomorrow. What do you guys think about that?
I love it. I love it. Can't wait to hear it.
Hey, it works for me.
Oh, you guys are always so supportive, so kind. I just appreciate you. And so listen, guys, I'm going to turn to some therapy talk. I want to talk a lot more because folks know I've been working around the clock on so many things. And we're going to really delve into, we have a big hair event, live event happening in March of this year, 2023. The exact date is March 6th. So Monday, March 6th of 2023. We'll be right here in New York City, if I can talk. It's my home base area, although it's over in Manhattan. I'm in Brooklyn, but it's in Manhattan in New York City. That's the power borough. So I cannot wait. It's in a beautiful area, very, very lovely space, beautiful theater called I'm just excited. So it's not just the theater space. It's not just that it's a legendary theater. It's so much more. So you know what? I'm going to save a lot of this for tomorrow because we're going to devote the show tomorrow to catching everybody up on our live talk, plus also what's happening at Upscale Magazine. We have so many things to choose from. But today, it's about therapy. So I'm going to work back in Ms. Keisha, who has been standing by, Keisha McAllister, all the way from California. She's 3,000 miles away from us out here. For her to do the Hair Radio Morning Show each day is a great joy and a pleasure. She's our resident hairstylist who has her own space out in California. So, Keisha, you're on with Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, and me, Gary Hines.
Hey,
so welcome.
Hey,
again.
Good morning. Good morning, y'all. How y'all doing?
All right.
Great.
It's rocking and rolling today.
Good.
Yes.
Happy New
Great
Year.
Great to have you back
Happy
on. Yes.
Thank you. Same to you. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Thank you.
So now, Keisha, this morning, which I love, first of all, you did a great job on the resolutions. I don't know, Nicole, I think you heard a little bit.
Yes,
Michael, I don't know if you heard.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay.
I just loved
it. Thank you.
Yeah. Good job. So I want to talk a little bit about therapy because a lot of folks do not realize how critical it is to have, our product. We talked a little bit about products early this morning, I think, Keisha, we just led in. And let me just make sure everybody's aware, in case you're just tuning in and today's your first time hearing us. Throughout, the upcoming days, Keisha McAllister will be joining us from out in California. Now, she'll be on live in the first hour. So at some point we'll be working in Keisha because it's not easy getting up as early as she has to get up to do the show. She is putting forth a huge effort every day, coming live to us from California and all over the world. We have listeners everywhere. So some of our listeners are listening around 11, 12 o'clock in the afternoon. So we're shouting out. We have people all the way over in Ghana and Nigeria.
Nice.
We have a lot of folks
Thank you
who
so
are
much.
Listening to us. Australia.
Dang.
And, of course, you guys had a chance to meet Samantha at Hair Radio Canada. She'll be with us again soon as well. So, Keisha, it's nice to have you with us, Keisha McAllister.
Thank you.
So really good
thank
stuff.
You.
Yeah. Now, listen. The therapy, why do you think it's so important to have a good, strong, product line for your shop? Because you have your own space out there. Why do you think it's important to have a brand that your shop can identify with, Keisha?
Well, one thing it does is it connects you to, greatness? A lot of people have good hands, but if you don't have good products, it really doesn't matter because that means that the client's scalp isn't responding. You're not paying attention to something changing in their life. Not that you're trying to delve deep, but you're noticing, you're paying attention to their hair. And that matters.
Yes. Oh, I love that. That matters. I think that really should be the underlying theme here today and every day for that much. It's important that you connect and do your research. You know, I love that you guys are supporting therapy. Our shampoo and conditioner, of course, we're talking about all natural. And we do have a website. Let me just get this because I don't want to forget. to mention this. We have an actual Carapy website. It's www.carapy.com. And Carapy is spelled K-E-R-R-A-P-Y. The K-E-R-R comes from my own name, of course. It's in my namesake, CarapyHeinzHairCare.com. Carapy, so care is short for Carrie. And then, of course, APY is hair therapy. So you put it all together. You got Carapy. So that's it. You know, everybody always asks me, how did you come up with Carapy? Well, that's how we came up with Carapy. It, not just that, but it derived out of a necessity for real good products, healthy products,
mm-hmm.
not store shelf ingredients.
Right.
That's all about keeping the manufacturer pockets fat by
mm-hmm.
having the product just sit on the shelf and can last through even a nuclear catastrophe. You know, those products will sit right there. And so the problem with that is not that the products are just sitting there, but the chemicals and the things that are placed in those products, inside those bottles, to preserve them there. And
yeah.
that's great for the manufacturer, not so great for your hair. And so
mm-hmm.
this is something that is critical. It's very, very important that you avoid these products that don't believe in contributing in a natural way to what you're doing. And also, to me, Afrotextures are, to me, we've put out the hair charts and all that, and it's great for folks to follow. But I look at also
yeah.
the fact that our hair tends to be a little bit, and just to generalize a little bit, more tighter coiled. So
mm-hmm.
I love that our hair responds to the moisture that Carapy
yes.
offers. I love it. I love it. So I just
yes.
wanted to get that on out there. And I'm real happy about it. So, Keisha, welcome aboard the Carapy train.
Oh, Lord. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
So we're happy to have you. Now, Keisha, and then I'm going to turn over to Michael Hopkins and Nicole Marie because I want to talk with them a little bit about becoming distributors at Carapy.
Okay.
Of the Carapy brand and how critical what their role is and what is the role of a distributor versus even someone who is an affiliate member, which is not too late for anybody to be an affiliate member, and how all this and how it all kind of unfolds and plays a big part. So first, let me just say, Keisha, anything else you want to jump in with, and then I'm going to ask about our distributorships.
Well, I just want to encourage our listeners to drink plenty of water.
Ooh, water, yes, yes, inside and out. Water's good for you, of course, on the outside.
It's good for everyone. Water is life. Yes,
yes.
Water is life.
That's a great tip. Great tip, yes. And, you know, and I've tried, and I appreciate it so much because I really do walk around here and I say, hold it, let me drink some water. And I'm cutting back. That's one of my hidden resolutions is that I'm, because I picked up a bad habit towards the third part of last year in which I was
uh-oh.
Drinking those like sodas or soft drinks.
Energy.
You know, I never drink those energy drinks. I don't do that.
Okay.
My energy drink is coffee. And I need to
okay.
cut back on that too. But definitely the soft drinks, like I would I would start back a bad habit. So once upon a time, I was doing pretty good with it. So I'm going back to that. I've already started. So no sodas.
Okay.
And just drinking more water. So thank you, Keisha, because you just reminded me of that. So thank you for that, Keisha McAllister.
You can do it.
Right,
yes.
we can do it, because that's what I want to tell you guys as fans and as our colleagues here on the show, that we need to have the support of everybody. So I make myself accountable to you guys, so you can check on with me on that and just see that I'm doing okay with the water And I'm going to appreciate that. So good job.
Awesome.
Good job, KM.
Baby.
Okay, you should become Mr. KM. Everybody gets a nickname here on our show.
All right.
So, yes. So speaking of which, the Queen of Mourning, Nicole Marie, and the King of Claims, Michael Hopkins. So, Nicole Marie, you have evolved. Yeah, you've evolved. But tell us a little bit all about evolve, what that is, and what that, why does that word mean so much to you?
Wow. I think evolving and evolution, if you will, is definitely something that all of us need to strive for. I mean, on a daily basis, we should always be looking to do better, to be better, you know, strive for new things, new opportunities and so forth. And just the whole process of just evolution and growing as a person is just crucial. It's very important. I mean, we don't want to just stay right where we are and don't grow. So evolving and becoming our best self is crucial. It's so crucial. And in turn, the things that we're learning and that we're doing, we need to share those things with other people, teach other people, and share what we've learned about life, about our, you know, our experiences and so forth. Share that with other people, with the younger generations, to help them along as well. So it's a process.
Now, you've taken that word to an other level with starting a distributorship of therapy. Talk to us a little bit about that, Nicole Marie.
Well, my distribution is called Royalty Distribution, and I'm just so excited. My main focus is young girls and women, but, you know, I will, you know, address other people as well, but that's my focus, young girls and women, addressing the issues of hair loss and any other hair issues that they may have, working and supporting the hair professionals. It's all about education and just getting the therapy products out there into their hands, educating them about the product, helping them with their hair issues, and using the products. So I'm very excited about it and having the opportunity to interact with people in our community and, you know, addressing those issues.
Absolutely. I appreciate that. And Michael from the Vet Talk Radio Show. Now, Michael, you are speaking to the veterans with your approach. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Oh, yes. My therapy distribution, the name of it is VTR Distributors LLC. And my whole focus is helping veterans. There are a lot of veterans out here that have issues. Not only do they have physical issues, and I always say this, they also have mental issues.
Right.
And I looked at with therapy, and I said, wow, this could be something that could help veterans. And that's my whole thrust of this. Plus, this is a new business venture for me. I've been in other business ventures, but I've never been in a business venture like this. Never in my wildest dreams have I had thought about.
Yeah. I just want to say, Michael, I appreciate what you're telling everybody. But I just want to make sure it's clear. As a distributor of therapy, you don't have to be an LLC. That's important. So I just want to say that, you know, you can start off and we will help you with what type of entity will work best with your desire, a little bit about what you're passionate about and what will work best where you are, maybe geographical. There are different things that we want to consider. So I appreciate that. And so I know you'll be LLCing it up real soon, Michael Hopkins, and all of that, and that's your path. But for others, some may wish to just be a sole proprietorship. So there are different types of things that you guys can do. And it's a part of your journey and what you're going to be, as you both have eloquently put out there, that you'll be passing along to the professionals, like Ms. Keisha, who runs her shop out of the West Coast. So Keisha, this is really nice. When you hear this, what do you say when you hear such wonderful contributors of the Caribbean movement, really, with their distributorships and all of that. Is that not nice?
I think it's great, and it's the main focus is that you have people who believe in your product. Because people who believe in it will speak the truth on it, you know, just randomly, versus a sales pitch, which is much easier to do.
Wow. I'm loving
this. Yeah, it's much easier to move product that way.
Yes, I agree with you. So, good stuff. So, stimulation of the scalp, folks. Don't forget that. Therapy, that's what it's all about. Listen, we're taking a little bit of a commercial break. I got to say, we're going to hang out for a little bit because that's what this show is all about. We don't want to forget the fellas. We've got Caribbean Beard Oil. You guys remember? I even have my own Caribbean Beard Oil song. You guys remember
right.
that? No,
sure do.
Remember that. Mm-hmm. No, you don't.
Yep.
You don't remember the Caribbean Beard Oil song. So here's a little reminder of the Caribbean Beard Oil song. Take a little listen. We'll leave your mics on.
Hey, man. How'd you get your beard so long? I've been trying to grow for like 3 years, but I still got all these patches. Tell me your secret. And he said,
rub it down quick, get the Caribbean, just let it sit. Had patches in my beard for oh so long. All I had to do was rub Caribbean on. Now it's grown so long. Put some Caribbean, that therapy. Right here, put some Caribbean, that therapy.
I miss the Caribbean.
Love it, love it, love it. So catchy.
We in the club.
Exactly.
Yes, we are, Michael. Yes, we are.
Oh, those hands just are waving in the air.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How many products have their own theme song? I don't know of any other hair product with its own theme song.
Right. Definitely get you moving.
It's going to get you moving. We bring it here at Hair Radio. I just love our
and
show
you
so
have
much.
To.
All the time.
But you have to listen closely to the verse to make sure you know, not bopping to the wrong thing.
No. It's real good. It's all positive out there.
No, I love it. I mean, exactly. it's very, it's got cred. I'll give it to you. It's got bop to it. I don't know if that's the correct term for it, but.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying. Yes, Keisha, you're right. It does, like Michael said, we in the club now.
it's definitely going to catch people's attention, though, Carrie.
Right.
It does. Yes. Well, listen, if you ever want to listen, you may. It's out there on YouTube. You could just YouTube it. Just look up Caribbean Beard Oil song, and it'll pop right up and play for you. It's one of my favorites. It was written especially for us, of course, and produced for us. So I'm real happy about it. You know, this is what we try to do. We accomplish. Let me stop saying we try. We do more than try.
Make it happen.
You know, we really do. Yeah. Right? So I'm super excited about it. So listen, on the Caribbean Talk, I definitely want to let you guys know there's a whole lot more coming down the pike with Caribbean. There's some other partners that we have that we're going to be introducing you to. There's some other folks. Keisha, you'll be joining us on some of these conversations with the distributors, with also the end users, the clients who are sitting in your chair at your scene, at your shampoo bowl. So we're going to be talking with a lot of these folks and just starting this whole thing. Now, I do want to remind everybody, the Carapi brand, yes, we have these wonderful relationships with the professionals and the distributors who go out to the shop. We have large sizes available. So we have the big old gallon size, those huge sizes. I'm looking at one now. We have large, large Carapi sizes available, which I love them so much. I love our labels and all. I love the whole product. It's beautiful. So we have those big sizes, which are for the back bar, for the shops to use on the clients. And then we have our retail sizes, which you can take with you. So, you know, our stylists like Isha and them, they could make sure that you have this to continue your regimen at home. You know, or when you come there, they'll use the Carapi on you. So that's why it's so critical to get the right education. I think, Nicole Marie, you talked a little bit about it as well. Right. It's so important to get that out to everybody. And so I am so excited to talk about TAF, which is the transaction. I always want to say transaction. It is a transaction of sorts, but it's traction alopecia. The Traction Alopecia Foundation, TAF. And so all that you'll be able to read a lot more about right on our website at Carapi.com for the Hair Talk, K-E-R-R-A-P-Y.com. And if you can't think of all of this, just go to our regular Hair Radio online community. You're already a member at HAIRadio.com. That stands for HairRadio.com. So, you know, there's a lot of websites, and this is why I say please make sure you have a pen and paper each day handy. There's a whole new URL that I'm going to talk about right now called CarrieHines.hair. If that's all you can think about, go there, CarrieHines.hair. So we've got a lot of wonderful websites, URLs, and things that plug into this and plug into that. So I love today. Keisha, great job helping us. Your book ends on both parts of today. You helped to start the morning show, and you're helping to end out this episode. So did you have a good time today?
My pleasure. Yes, I had a wonderful time. Thank you.
Thank you. Awesome. Okay, we'll see you back here in the morning on Thursday.
Yes, sir.
For more hair talk, more live talk. Okay, thank you. Great job, Keisha. All right. You got it. Did Keisha not kill it today, Nicole Marie Michael Hopkins?
She did.
Yes,
she did.
She brought it.
Yes.
She
awesome.
Brought it this morning.
Yes. That was awesome. So now what, Michael, what were your thoughts today on the show?
Oh, my thoughts are this, Carrie and Nicole Marie. We are going into hyperdrive. That's my thought. And I'm just so happy to be back, man. You know, just so happy.
We were off for like a couple weeks.
Love it.
Yeah, after
right.
we did show number
right.
800. Yeah, so today is our first live show back on the air with 801. Nicole Marie, it's a new year. It's 2023. What do you want to say to everybody?
Yeah.
And what were your thoughts on today's edition?
Well, Carrie, let me just say I thought today's show was wonderful. As I had mentioned earlier, I loved all of the talk about resolutions. I'm not going to say New Year's resolution, so to speak, because like I said, I move forward with resolutions throughout the year and not just, you know, don't set them for a new year, so to speak. So I would just encourage all of our listeners and fans out there, whatever it is that you want to do in 2023, you can definitely accomplish it. Start with two or three things. As Crystal Wright, we heard her earlier this morning, take your pen, Sharpie, post-it note, and post your wins to encourage and inspire yourself to keep moving. Do something every day, and you will get where you are supposed to be.
Exactly. I love it. And don't forget, my own personal credo is that what was possible for you yesterday is still possible for you today.
Possible
and
today.
How about that?
Float, We're going to see you guys. Yeah, you got to keep moving. So we'll be back here tomorrow. Now, this is the game plan. We're here. Today's Wednesday. We're here Thursday and Friday, of course, of this week. We have special guests. We have a lot of surprises lined up for you from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. And then next week, we're here. We're going to be with you for a while now. We got all live shows coming up. So this is something that you don't want to miss each morning. And as you heard, Keisha McAllister from the West Coast, she'll be joining us live all the way from California. So we got you covered coast to coast, literally, on this broadcast.
Yes.
So we're doing a great job. So listen, folks, we'll see you back tomorrow. I'm so excited. Wow.
So
yeah. All right, guys. Here's our outro for 2023. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Make it a great, great Wednesday. We just did. Thank you. I'm Carrie Hines.
It's time again to bring today's edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. On behalf of program creator Carrie Hines and the entire broadcast family, we say thank you to our fans for tuning in, and we hope you enjoyed today's presentation. It's a great honor to get your day started in the most informative and entertaining way possible. And we at Hair Radio take that task very seriously. I'm Ophelia, one of the newest additions to the lineup at the Hair Radio Morning Show. First, let's thank our incredible advertisers, beginning with our legacy sponsors. Rugged Evolution Beard Care, Divine Energy Luxury Candles, Carapy.com, Salon TV,